free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, November 5th, 2018. The day before the election. It's not 2016, it's 2018 midterms, folks. And there's a lot riding on this election. And we'll get into what's riding on it. But first of all, I want you to understand that the celebrities know better than you do. The establishment media knows better than you do. The lords of the internet know better than you do. We're going to explain how all this works and how they haven't won. I think my favorite article over the weekend was the hand-wringing coming out of Oxford Internet Institute. And of course, it's part of Oxford University. Wringing their hands and saying, you know, we shut down all these people on social media. And what they're talking about is InfoWars. Because the big purge of 800 people was not even a month ago. They might have included that in their stuff. But they've shut down a lot of people. A lot of people. They bragged about the fact they've shut down 10,000. It's not just the 800 press organizations that were part of the alternative press. And it's was led by InfoWars 2 months ago. Actually, let's see, it was August the 6th, so it was almost 3 months ago. And they said, but this stuff is still getting out there. Why? Because you are putting that out there. You're seeing what we produce. You're looking at what they produce. You are discussing it. You are sharing articles. You are agreeing or disagreeing with what is said out there. That's called free speech. It's your free speech that they're trying to shut down. It's not just the free press. It's your free speech. And your free speech has triumphed over this. And that's why I'm very optimistic about what's going to happen tomorrow. Doesn't mean that we just sit on our laurels and we say we don't have to do anything. I'll give you an example of what they're doing. And, of course, I think so many people are sick and tired of being preached to by the left. And by these smarmy celebrities, Comedy Central put out a short video. Does Emma Stone think that I should vote? What about John Kaczynski, right? What about all these celebrities? Do I care what they think? Do they think that we're all that stupid, that we can't find our way to the polling place without their help, or that we don't know that there's an election without their help? Lady Gaga, help me, please. She can't even stand on her platform shoes. She doesn't know what platform the Democrats are on. They don't want you to. They want you to pay attention to their identity politics. Vote for me because I'm part of this ethnic group, or vote for me because celebrities like me. Here's Comedy Central's mocking of the celebrities' public service announcements.
On November 6th, there's an election.
You might be thinking,
wow, a new president already?
No.
This is not a presidential election.
It's the midterms. Senators, congresspeople,
governors,
local officials.
All Americans are asking themselves
the same questions.
Should I vote?
How will I know that I should vote?
If celebrities don't tell me to.
Does Emma Stone think I should vote?
What about John Kaczynski?
Have you guys seen A Quiet Place?
Yes, but that isn't what this is about right now. It's about celebrities.
Telling regular Americans that they have to vote.
Many normal Americans like us don't know what we should do until celebrities tell us what to do.
Should I moisturize?
Jennifer Aniston says you should.
That's a yes. But should we vote?
Some people are calling this the most important election of our lives.
But they aren't famous.
Chris Tucker.
Lady Gaga.
Kendrick Lamar.
Will Smith.
Should I vote? Tom Holland. Tom Hardy. Thomas the Tank Engine. Should I vote?
Barbara Streisand. Barbara Walters, all the Barbaras.
Ethel Merman.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Angela Bassett.
Kylie Jenner's baby.
Bruno Mars.
Cast of Riverdale.
Your silence is deafening.
Now, that's funny they brought in Thomas the Tank Engine, because Thomas the Tank Engine has now got a migrant tank in the British animated kids series. I wonder if it's the same gauge. I wonder if he works on the railroads there in the UK, or if maybe they're going to change all the gauge of all the railroads there to fit that immigrant tank that's coming in. And of course, then they'll have a tranny tank who will be identifying as maybe an airplane or something like that, except he's not going to get off the ground. But of course, you know, they could change the gauge of all the different railroads there to fit this foreign tank, train that's coming in. It'd be okay for him, and nobody else would be able to get around. But that's really the issue. The issue is, are we going to have America first, or is America going to become a third world country? We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, November the 5th, 2018, the day before the election. As everybody is talking about this, I played at the top of the hour, we've got even Comedy Central mocking the celebrities who want to dictate to you how you should vote. They want to shame everybody if you don't vote for their candidates, if you don't accept their worldview. It's kind of interesting because, as I pointed out last week, the European Commission for Human Rights found against an Austrian woman who said, we've got the Prophet Muhammad marrying a six-year-old. Are you okay with that? I'm not okay with that, she said. And they found her guilty of religious hatred in Austria at multiple levels. So she appealed it all the way up to the European Court of Human Rights, and they found her guilty because you can't criticize Islam. But as they point out on RT, you can criticize Christianity. Again, this is RT, Russia Today, pointing out that when Russia told Pussy Riot Band that they could not mock Christianity, they appealed to the same authorities, and those same authorities said, oh, no, that's okay. You can mock Christianity. And, of course, they don't have any problem with Australians doing that either. It's just Islam that you're not allowed to mock. We're going to talk about what YouTube is doing in terms of rewarding certain speech and punishing other speech. Of course, that's happened. You've seen that here with InfoWars and political speech we have. You've seen it with many other people as well. We're probably the first and most high profile of the ones that they took out, and you should be concerned about that. When they start taking out people that are widely known, then they're going to come after other people, and they did come after other people. We're going to give you a total of what they're bragging about that they took off of social media. You won't believe what the total is. And we're going to show you how ineffective their censorship has been. I'm very optimistic about the election tomorrow. That doesn't mean that you don't bother to show up. I'm going to give you a lot of reasons to show up and vote. But as we look at this, even in Egypt, they're going to start banning burqas from public places. Why is that? Maybe they know something that the globalists don't want you to know about Islam. You know, when we talk about this, it's not hatred to talk about an idea. Islam is an idea. Islam is a religion. It's not people. You know, Muslims are people. Islam is a religion, an idea, a political system. And if they're going to ban burqas in Egypt, maybe they know something that you should know about Islam, about that idea, about that religion, about that political system. And I will criticize Islam just like I will criticize socialism. And I don't care who censors me. If that's going to be the determining factor of whether or not I can have speech in America, that bastion of free speech, right? If you can't speak freely about political and religious systems, then go ahead and censor me. I'm not going to gag myself to appease these masters who have been given a monopoly, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. As we look at the comedy that is coming out, you know, you have the people in Hollywood lecturing us, and we should listen to them because they know better than us because they're actors and they read scripts, and they're reading scripts now, scripts written by the Democrat Party. But that formerly funny comedy show that is now disgraced as they came out Saturday Night Live, who has used Alec Baldwin so long and so often to mock President Trump that they basically have destroyed his political career already. Everybody is so sick and tired of him on both sides, on both sides. And then he had his meltdown over the weekend, got arrested for assaulting someone. And they attacked him, throw their own people under the bus after they're finished using Alec Baldwin to attack President Trump. They referred to him as a disgraced former actor. Well, you know what? That show is a disgraced former comedy show. It's now nothing but a bunch of political shills. And to give you an example of this and how they continue to fall to all new levels, they went after Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican congressional candidate. Now, this is a Navy SEAL who has a patch over one eye. And so this guy, this comedian, quote unquote, I put that in air quotes, Pete Davidson, mocked him, said he looked like a porno hitman. Well, you know what? Pete Davidson is nothing but a hitman for the Democrat Party. And that network that he shills for and that party that he shills for is nothing but a bunch of people selling a porno lifestyle to all of us and to our children. That's what the mainstream media has become. That's what the Democrat Party has become. Nothing but promoters of a porno lifestyle. And so he calls this guy who lost his eye because he was a Navy SEAL. And to tell you what he had to say, he said, one of our Afghan interpreters stepped on a pressure plate right in front of me. About 15 pounds of explosives dismembered him right in front of my face. It blinded me, shattered me, knocked me over. It took some time to stabilize me in Afghanistan to do the surgery to remove my right eye. I woke up without a right eye and blind in the left. They had little faith that I would see again, but the fact they said that there was a chance, I really believed that I would see again. Now, this is a guy who served multiple tours, and he recovered his sight enough in one eye. He went back and fought again. And for that, he gets mocked by Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson. Who is this guy? This is the guy that made headlines last year, just in December. He got a Hillary Clinton tattoo on his leg. Now, that's creepy. Now, that is really creepy. That's about the creepiest. Can you imagine waking up every morning and seeing Hillary Clinton's face on your leg? I don't think I could stand that. That would be enough to get me committed. But this guy is absolutely committed to Hillary Clinton. And here's what he had to say. This is a cheap shot that he took at the Navy SEAL hero, Dan Crenshaw, who is going to have his revenge tomorrow, I think. Let's play that clip.
This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw.
Come on, man.
Yo, hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie.
He's wearing this orange shirt. Looks like he belongs in Gitmo or something.
His eye in war or whatever. Whatever it is. Yeah,
he's already dressed for Gitmo. Maybe he can go to Gitmo with Hillary Clinton. Lock him up. You know, that's our soldiers right there, Dan Crenshaw. Let me give you that. It's a tattoo of Hillary Clinton on his leg. Now, that's creepy. It would have been even more creepy if they had her face a little bit more clear there. They got her upper body and face, so it wasn't quite as big. Let's give you an idea of what's going on in the UK. We've got a Navy SEAL who does multiple tours, gets hit in the face with an improvised explosive device, takes out one of his eyes, takes out his other eye temporarily. He gets his sight back, and he goes back and fights again. This is what they have in the UK. They have a transgender soldier who they celebrated as the first UK woman, quote unquote, on the frontline duty. And it turns out he seduced his comrade's wife. So maybe he's not really a transgender. Maybe he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Or maybe just one sick, crazy dude, right? Imposter. This guy, and what's funny about this is how they continue to couch this, the pronouns that they use. Daily Mail alleges that top brass refused to take the usual disciplinary steps against this guy to avoid embarrassment around the high-profile recruitment. Now, he joined the prestigious Scots Guards Regiment in 2012 under his birth name, Ben Allen. And then he changed it to Chloe. Now, Allen featured heavily in media after being made a symbol of British Army's commitment to diversity. Oh, isn't that great? Even participating in Trooping the Colors. I bet he did. They said that since 1999, the UK has been very happy about getting rid of restrictions on women in frontline roles. Well, no, this is a guy. In the aftermath of her announcement, no, it's actually his announcement, he began visiting the household of his buddy, where she, that actually is he, would engage in dressing up sessions with Sophie, who gave her or him makeup tutorials. After a while, he found out that they were living together.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Remember, remember the 5th of November, that tomorrow is Election Day. And we're going to be talking about what you're going to be voting for. You know, we look at this situation, as I pointed out, the contrast between what we see here in the U.S. with Saturday Night Live mocking a Navy SEAL who lost his eye and is running for Congress Crenshaw here in Texas. And then the U.K., we have the military there going out of the way to elevate a guy who is supposed to be the first woman on the front lines, but actually it's just a guy who's dressing as a woman. And as he was learning to dress as a woman, his army buddy there had his wife showing him how to put on makeup and how to dress and all this other kind of stuff. And then when he comes back from the Falklands, he finds out that she's moved out and moved in with him. So what's going on with this? And, of course, the U.K. wants to cover this up. The U.K. military has made a big deal about saying, look, we've got the first woman on the front lines, not a woman. No more of a woman than these athletes who are smashing women's face because they, hey, I'm a mixed martial arts woman. I identify as a woman. But he competes as a man. Competes as a man. Or the bicyclists, or the wrestlers, or on and on and on. We see this over and over again. It is biological, folks. It is biological. This guy had done absolutely nothing to put his genitals where his mouth is, if you want to say that. I mean, this guy, he hasn't done anything in terms of hormone replacement, hasn't had the operation. He's just cross-dressing out there. He's basically a Corporal Klinger. It's kind of like a man bites dog story. Corporal Klinger wanted to get out of the military, so he dressed up as a woman to get a Section 8. Be certifiably crazy. That was a running joke in MASH years ago. But now the running joke is no longer a joke anymore. And you got these people who are running the military who are pushing guys to get made up as women. And again, they keep using the pronouns here. In the aftermath of her announcement, Ellen began visiting the Gray household, where she would engage in dressing up sessions with Sophie, who gave her makeup tutorials. No. In the aftermath of his announcement, he began visiting the Gray household, where he would engage in dressing up sessions with Sophie, who gave him makeup tutorials. This is why they want to play with our language as well. They don't even want to have pronouns that are gender specific. Folks, there is a lot at stake in this election. And if you're going to vote for the Democrats, this is what you're going to be voting for. Here in America, government goes behind a parent's back to help a boy become a girl. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is not the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. They are considering a case in which government officials facilitated sex change treatments for a minor child against the parent's specific instructions. This is what you're going to be voting for if you vote for Democrats. You know, Obama's out there saying, whoa, look at President Trump. He's getting everybody scared about illegal aliens coming by the thousands across the border. When he was the one who was pushing people of the opposite sex into women's dressing rooms, bathrooms, showers, and then saying, oh, you're all upset about that, using Title IX as a threat for the schools in order to push this. And this is what this looks like. This is the Democrats' agenda. This is the kind of stuff that we get when we elect people like Barack Obama, who, isn't it amazing, has taken such an active role in campaigning against President Trump. All of my life, it has been a tradition that after you have been president, you just sit on the sidelines and collect your welfare check and go to funerals as they happen. Not Obama. Not Obama. You can expect to see Michelle coming back pretty soon as well, maybe even by 2020, because I've never seen such a partisan activist loser as Obama. Because you look at the size of his crowds, absolutely pathetic. He and Biden, the crowds that they draw in this election, absolutely pathetic. But it's really their agenda that we have to push back against. So what happened in this particular case? The parent filed suit last November, a year ago, and it's now working its way up to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Her then minor son underwent sex change treatment Now, he's not just cross-dressing like this military hero in the UK. With the aid of the St. Louis County School District. And at the trial level, the judge agreed that her parental rights, which remained intact at the time, were violated. Now, there's a couple of different things here that should be very concerning. Even though he agreed that her parental rights were violated, he dismissed the case. And he determined that school officials and social workers did not infringe on her constitutional rights. You don't have any constitutional rights as a parent? How is that? See, these people want to control your children. They want to take your children away from you. They want to grab them at an early age. And this is why you should wake up about the school system. To our shame, conservatives in the past, even Christians in the past, seized on government education because they saw that as a tool to engineer the kind of kids that they wanted. And now that institution that they created has been hijacked for a purpose and an agenda and a society that is 180 degrees away from what they wanted it to be. And so her parental rights were intact at the time. They have now been terminated. The boy was told by a lawyer with Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid that he was emancipated from his parents' authority and could pursue sex change surgery without their permission or even informing them. And again, I've reported many times how you have schools, even at the kindergarten level, where they are telling children, you can choose your sex, you can even choose your race, because, you know, sex and race are not biological. And you can be whatever you want to be, and you don't have to tell your parents. We will work with you to make that happen. It's happening here in Austin, Texas. In California, they subsidize it. Here, they probably did in St. Louis as well. And so the judge says, yes, you were the parent at that time, and yes, your parental rights were violated, but they didn't infringe on your constitutional rights. This is the judicial insanity and the social engineering and the spiritual agenda, spiritual warfare on male, female, and families that is being conducted by the Democrats. So you want to vote Democrat? Just understand what you're voting for. You're voting for abortion. You're voting for mandates of this type of thing. You're going to have mandates about how your children are going to be educated or miseducated or manipulated like this. You're going to have mandates about having to have vaccines, whether or not you agree with that, whether or not you agree with the schedule. You're not going to have a say. They're going to intrude themselves and destroy the family. They don't recognize that the family has any authority as an institution. They're going to take away the First Amendment. They've made that very clear. They're going to continue on with censorship. They're going to continue on and escalate gun control. I'm going to have that in the next segment. This gender insanity, it all boils down, folks, to socialism and authoritarianism. These people want government as God, and they will act as if they were God. And you better remember that when you go to the polls tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One of the things you're going to be voting for tomorrow is whether or not you want to have a Second Amendment. You're also going to be voting on whether or not you want to have a First Amendment. It's going to be a struggle, even if Republicans are elected, because you have to understand there's a lot of Republicans who are behind this censorship. But not President Trump. President Trump really is, he's campaigning with the Republicans, he's working with Republicans, but this is part of a revolution within the Republican Party. Understand that. You know, President Trump is an independent, if you will, and if the Republicans lose, it's because they didn't back President Trump. It's their own fault. Because just take a look at how popular President Trump remains after 2 years with people. The unpopularity is not President Trump. The unpopularity are Republicans who did not do what they said they would do. People like Paul Ryan, who says, you know, those people on the right, these conservatives, they're kind of looking like Saul Alinsky liberals to me. This guy who is pushing back against the idea that President Trump would defend the borders and so forth. Democrats, as Politico is saying, it's on the Drudge Report, Democrats are traumatized. And concerned, you know, having nightmares about this election. They were traumatized by 2016, and they're having pre-midterm nightmares. Say, will it happen again? You know, because we've got Nate Silver, the New York Times, his five 520 blog, I think it is, or 528, I think it is, the number of representatives. Anyway, he was saying that Hillary Clinton had a 92% chance of winning, remember? And now he's giving the Democrats like mid-80s. He's saying basically everybody say, well, it's a done deal. I look at it and I say, Nate Silver's analytics say that the Democrats have less of a chance of taking the House than Hillary Clinton had of winning the presidency. And she will say, well, it was the Electoral College that did her in. No, I don't think so. As Wayne Allenroot pointed out, he said size matters, and you can see it in the rallies everywhere. He goes, going back to 2016, he said he'd spoken at many of the rallies, and he said you could see it in the size of the crowds. You could see it in the energy of the crowds. He said Trump would get people who would wait in line for 8 hours, longer than that here in Texas, a lot longer. I know people who waited for a day and a half in line. 10,000 or more people would show up, wild, intense rallies all over America. Hillary, meanwhile, was getting 100 to 200 people in Las Vegas, a Democrat stronghold. He said, you could fit Hillary's rallies in my living room. And, of course, the same thing is happening with Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden got just over 100 people in Las Vegas. At the same time, President Trump goes to a small town in Las Vegas, many times smaller than Las Vegas. As I pointed out, Las Vegas has one of the highest densities of people anywhere in the country. And the rest of Nevada is pretty sparsely populated and far less than the average density of an American city. And yet, in a small former mining town, President Trump was able to get 7,000 or 8,000 people with another 7,000 or 8,000 waiting to get in outside. In Nevada, in blue Nevada, outside of Vegas. He said the other part of it was also simple back in 2016. He said Trump was the whisper candidate back then. Everybody would say, I'm with you guys, but I'm not going to put any stickers on my car. I'm not going to put any signs in my yard. Why? Because they didn't want to get their cars keyed by the hateful socialist left, the Antifa people. We saw them doing that in Chicago and elsewhere. So they wouldn't put up yard signs, wouldn't put up bumper stickers, and they wouldn't talk about it to anybody except in a whisper. He said same thing is happening again. Got Barack Obama struggling to fill a gym, high school gym in Milwaukee. You got President Trump in Las Vegas, more than 10,000 people waiting for hours in a town where nobody cares much about politics. He said that's a phenomenon. And, of course, in Las Vegas, you had Barack Obama go to the University of Las Vegas. They had a venue that get about 10,000 people, but they went to the smaller venue that only had about 2,000 to 3,000 people, and they partitioned it, and they still couldn't fill all the seats for Barack Obama at the University of Las Vegas. He says, does that sound like the GOP is going to lose 40 seats? Dream on, delusional Democrats. D.C. clothesline says blue wave has never going to happen. The Democrat Party is dead, and 2020 is going to be a landslide. All the talk about a blue wave is nothing more than a fantasy that socialist Democrats tell themselves for comfort. As Tom Luongo says, Trump is a third-party candidate, and he is running a revolution within the GOP. If the Republicans are vulnerable this week, it is on that fact alone. The fact that they have opposed him, the fact that they have drugged their feet. But understand, folks, that it's going to be harder if we have Democrats opposing him to have a revolution. And so that's what's on the ballot tomorrow. You want to know what's on the ballot? That's it right there. Look at this. You talk about a blue wave. Look at this in New York. Governor Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and his Republican challenger is closing the gap in that race. Now, he's still 15 points behind because this is New York. This is New York. And they vote political parties like they support baseball teams. I've got in-laws. I thought my sister-in-law was going to throttle my sons one year because they said something bad about the New York Yankees. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, the mindset of some of these people in New York. Relatives of mine. She's even worse when it comes to the Democrats, let me tell you. I mean, genuine hatred for my sons when they were like 9 or 10 years old. Like, New York Yankees, I don't know when that is. I don't care. You know, just imagine if they told her about their politics, because I already had them going when they were 8 or 9 years old. But in New York, he used to have a 22-point advantage, Governor Cuomo. He's an incumbent. He's a Democrat in New York, a Democrat incumbent governor. Was 22 points ahead, which is what you would expect, but now that's been cut to 15 points. Oh, yes, but they all tell us it's going to be a big day for Democrats. I think it will be. It will be a day to remember. Let me tell you why you need to be concerned about this election. Here's another one right here. Second Amendment. A couple of different races here. We got Claire McCaskill, of course, in Missouri, given an F rating by the NRA. We had Project Veritas expose her before. Remember, she was talking about having a semi-automatic rifle ban. Uh-huh. That's pretty much all rifles, folks. Maybe she'll let you have a black powder muzzle loader or maybe a bolt-action rifle, but not a semi-automatic rifle. She is very giddy in the Project Veritas video, says Breitbart. Not knowing she was on video, she bragged about her votes for banning high-capacity magazines as well. We've got a couple, talking about New York, we've got a couple of state representatives. We've got a state senator, Kevin Parker, and a Brooklyn borough president, Eric Adams, and they want to have social media background checks. Oh, yeah, because background checks are so effective. Let's do social media background checks. A 3-year review of your social media profile would give an easy profile of a person who is not suitable to hold and possess a firearm. Kind of like a social credit score, like in China, isn't it? Yes, it is. These are the authoritarian demands of the Democrat left. And let's talk about Stacey Abrams in Georgia when we come back. I'll play a clip for you. She's out there admitting that the gun control agendas that she has supported would require people in Georgia, she's running for governor in Georgia, require Georgians to turn their guns in. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn your gun in. Or Mr. and Mrs. Georgia, turn your guns in. You know, as Stacey Abrams is doing this, she has Black Panthers marching with assault rifles in support of her. How's that for a double standard? And we know how that works, don't we? We've seen the double standard in the First Amendment, and you can see the double standard in the Second Amendment with Stacey Abrams. Turn your guns in, except for the Black Panthers who support me. They can have their guns. We will we'll shut down everybody on social media for what they have to say, except for the Democrats.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes. All my sorrow.
Welcome back. Of course, Election Day is tomorrow. One of the things on the ballot, you won't see it itemized there, but you need to understand where these people are on the issue of the Second Amendment. And now, of course, this year, the First Amendment has come into play very strongly as well. Unfortunately, haven't seen much from the Republican Party to support the First Amendment. They do support the Second Amendment, however, and that is a major issue. As I said, the Democrat who is running for governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, has admitted that her plans may require Georgians to turn in their guns. Here's what she had to say in an interview.
Just to be clear, you were one of six co-sponsors of this bill, House Bill 731, introduced January 11, 2016, not that long ago. Your co-sponsor told reporters the law, quote, would require gun owners of these particular models to turn their guns in.
And again, my point is this. The legislation introduced was the beginning of a conversation. I am absolutely certain that were we to pass this in Georgia, we would have a conversation about grandfathering in, about whether or not people would turn their guns in, whether there would be buybacks. There are a number of approaches to take to accomplish this goal, but the fundamental responsibility is common sense gun safety legislation in Georgia.
All right, yeah. Common sense gun safety. You know, whenever they talk about safety, you can always count on the fact that they're coming for your freedom, your liberty. Because that's always the thing that buys your safety, doesn't it? Doesn't it, you know, when we trade off and barter off your liberty, doesn't that always make you safer? Doesn't it make you more secure financially, as well as your personal safety from violence? You know, you just give up your freedom. Yeah, it always works, doesn't it? It never works. It never works. It is a fool's bargain. Don't let them fool you. And at the same time, as I pointed out before, she's got Black Panthers marching for her with assault rifles. There you go. We're just going to have this conversation about it. You know, they'll talk about it, and then they'll take away your Second Amendment. Now, it takes more than a conversation to take away our right to own guns. So as you see the Black Panthers marching, just remember the Obama election where we had Black Panthers with baseball bats intimidating white voters, saying, get away from this polling station. You're not going to vote here. Now, that wasn't happening with these people who were marching. They marched for about 30 minutes through the city of Atlanta with assault rifles, carrying assault rifles, shouting slogans such as Black Power and Power to the People. I think that that is legitimate with both the First and the Second Amendment. I don't have a problem with it. But can you imagine if you had white people carrying assault rifles, shouting White Power? They would have had a different reaction, wouldn't they? See, this is the problem, the double standard that we have. Now, if you know, you're going to say that it's wrong for one group to say that, then it's wrong for the other group to say that. But they're going to look the other direction when it is their supporters who are out there threatening people on racial lines. And that's the way a lot of people would read this, as an implied threat. But it wasn't an implied threat when they did it at the polling places. But Eric Holder, the attorney general, said, nah, it's not a problem. I don't really care about that. If you stand at a polling place and you intimidate people and say, go away from here, I'm going to attack you, you're not going to vote here, that is a crime. That is a very clear crime. That is over a very bright line that has been drawn. He did absolutely nothing about it. When reached for comment by the Daily Caller, the Abrams campaign forwarded a statement from their spokeswoman, said that they didn't have a problem with the Black Panthers doing that. Instead, they wouldn't even address it. They wouldn't defend it. Instead, what they did was they said, the other candidate, Brian Kemp, is the only candidate in this race who has posed for pictures with supporters wearing racist, hate-filled T-shirts and refused to denounce them. They must have had some pictures of him wearing a, standing and posing with people with a MAGA cap, because, you know, that's racist, right? But if you are a Black Panther group and you carry assault rifles and you go on a 30-minute march through Atlanta shouting Black Power, that's not racist, not at all. You know, when we look at the Second Amendment, it was overshadowed by the Khashoggi event. It was overshadowed by the shooting in Pennsylvania at the Jewish Center. We had a lot of people died in this particular incident. Nobody talked about this in Birmingham, Alabama. I've waited for over a week. Haven't really seen anybody mention it. I mentioned it briefly. But nobody in the media picked this up at all. Because we had a lot of people out there saying, well, because we've got another shooting and a lot of innocent people died, we need to take away your guns again. Well, how about this? A man barges into McDonald's, opens fire, but the armed father with his kids takes him out. Takes him out. It happened on a Saturday night, October the 27th, in Birmingham, Alabama. McDonald's was closing for the night. They still had some customers in the store. As the doors were already locked and they're letting the customers who were in the store when they closed the store, they're letting them out, unlocking the door. An employee was unlocking the door to let a man and his two sons out of the restaurant when a masked intruder barged in, waving his gun. And then he opened fire inside of the restaurant. That's when the father pulled out his own weapon. And he returned fire, fatally shooting the masked gunman. The gunman was transported to the hospital where he later died. The Good Samaritan father and one of his sons were struck during the gun battle. Both were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. You didn't hear anything about this. Nobody talked about this. Because this is the other side of being able to defend yourself. But everybody focuses on the event where the guy got away with killing 11 people in the Jewish synagogue. And they attack President Trump and they mock him like David Hogg mocked him, to say that it would have been better, it would have been different, perhaps as many people would not have died if they had had armed security. People are starting to wake up to this. After the Texas church shooting, you had a lot of people in Christian churches saying we're going to have to designate people within the congregation who are not going to be identified, wearing uniforms, openly carrying, and so forth, but they're going to be there to help protect the people in this soft target. And some people in the Jewish community, even in New York, have awakened to this. And maybe those people will be voting against the Democrats, who don't want to allow them to have the ability to defend themselves. And all they're asking for in New York, and they're not going to get it if they've got Democrats, all they're asking for is the permission of their government masters to defend themselves by being allowed to carry a gun with them to their place of worship. And then maybe they can put it in have it there, and then they can check it into a safe or something, just have it when they're there. That is pathetic that we would have to ask their permission to defend ourselves. As President Trump said, if they'd had protection inside, the result would have been far better. He should have referred to this Birmingham, Alabama thing, but it was so ignored by the media, President Trump probably didn't even know anything about it. Nobody in the media wanted to talk about the situation where a man defends his life and the life of everybody else in the McDonald's. President Trump said, I suspect if they'd had protection inside the synagogue, it would have been a very different situation. And then David Hogg says, well, when they say the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, what they're trying to do is sell you two guns. I know what David Hogg is selling. He's selling tyranny. He is selling a situation where only the government has guns. And that is a prescription for tyranny. Neil Young is out there using his position as a celebrity. We began, you know, the celebrities were out there saying, do you know you got to vote tomorrow? And do you know who to vote for? I'll tell you who to vote for. I'll tell you where to vote. Comedy Central, even making fun of it. So we got Neil Young and Daryl Hannah out there pushing their political agenda. Neil Young is now 72. He was talking about Ohio that he did with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He said he's written back in the 1970s after seeing the cover of a magazine with a young girl kneeling beside her fallen friend after the National Guard murdered four students at Ohio's Kent State University, he said. Well, see, that's a situation where only the government has guns, isn't it? And we have seen this play out in country after country, but he doesn't understand. He said it was a pivotal moment in our history, a pivotal moment for me. With no real laws protecting us from guns and with politicians supporting the NRA, because the NRA supports them, we're not very well represented, he said. Well, you know, the reality of this is that we do have quite a few laws. We have too many laws. We have a lot of laws that have tried to turn this fundamental right into a government-granted privilege. And if you go back and you look at violent crime in the U.S., it was trending up before they put in the massive 1968 gun control laws. And the slope of that curve didn't really change. Continued to go up at the same rate. Totally unchanged by the 68 gun control laws. Until it got to 1993. That was the peak of U.S. gun homicides. The firearm homicide rate at that time was the highest it's been. It dropped by 49% to 2010. There fewer deaths, even though the nation's population grew. Why is that? It's because if you take out the cities where they have gun control, if you look at the places where people own guns in higher percentages, like Birmingham, Alabama, you have less gun crime. It's less gun control equals less gun crime.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was talking about what is really on the ballot. Your freedom to defend yourself. Your freedom to defend your family, to even have a family, to even understand what the difference is between man and woman, to be able to recognize that without being punished by our government, because that's where we're headed. You can already see that agenda elsewhere. And nobody embodies this better, I think, than the Democrat candidate in Arizona who wants to replace the flake. And boy, is she a flake. This woman, Sinema, is very big on gun controls. Project Veritas has shown she is another one of these people like McCaskill, who is saying, shh, don't tell anybody, but we'll get rid of the guns if we get her in there. Don't tell anybody. She's very, very pro-choice, very, very liberal, very, very progressive, but shh, don't tell anybody. We can't be talking about an assault weapons ban, they said, as they're talking to undercover reporters from Project Veritas. They said, there's a lot of very conservative people in Arizona. We got to fool them. You know, we got to tap into that Jeff Flake, never Trumper vibe and not tell them about the actual policies of Sinema. I can't alienate those conservative or moderate conservative voters by being super pro. Well, she's super pro-choice. She's very liberal. She's very progressive, they said. And so they don't want that information to get out. And she's had a lot of very interesting comments. She's called Arizona a meth lab of democracy. But I think the most interesting comments that she has had, besides her staffer saying, don't tell people what she's really about. Let's just run her as a counter to President Trump. I don't really know how well that's going to work in Arizona, even in Arizona, which even though they've typically gone Republican, they're one of the more liberal Republican states, it seems like. But this is a candidate who is openly bisexual, and she has accused stay-at-home moms of leeching off of their husbands. Reported by LifeSite News about a week and a half ago, Kyrsten Sinema, the Arizona Democrat running for U.S. Senate, they recently unearthed a 2006 interview where she disparaged stay-at-home mothers. She is backed by a population control group that has advocated taxing to the hilt families that engage in irresponsible breeding, quote-unquote, irresponsible breeding. Folks, these people are not tolerant of your decisions. They are not pro-choice. They will tell you which choices to make. They're supportive of your choice if you want to kill your kids, but they're not going to let you educate your children the way you want. They're not going to let you vaccinate your children the way that you want or not vaccinate them. They don't want you to have those types of choices. They don't even want you to choose how many kids you're going to have because that could lead to irresponsible breeding. In a 2006 interview with Nightlife magazine 944, she said women who choose to be full-time homemakers or mothers have nothing to be proud of. She said these women who act like staying at home, leeching off their husbands or boyfriends and just cashing the checks is some sort of feminism because they're choosing to live that life. That's BS, she said. Of course, she used the full term. She said, I mean, what the F are we really talking about here? Well, see, she just attacked my wife. My wife has been a CEO. My wife has a graduate degree. She's been a school teacher. She's done all these things. She has chosen to stay home to educate our children. That is a choice she made. And how dare this woman denigrate that and say that that is leeching. That is nothing at all about leeching. That is self-sacrifice that these people don't appreciate because they denigrate the family. And they denigrate motherhood, and they denigrate humanity. This organization that is pushing this, this radical organization, Population Connection Action Fund, they have given the most money to Kyrsten Sinema of any of the candidates. Of course, number two is Chris Murphy. He not only wants to get rid of your kids, he wants to get rid of your speech as well, and your firearms.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, tomorrow is Election Day. What are we going to be voting for? Folks, there's a lot on the ballot. I know every time they tell you this is the most important election in history. And frankly, I'm tired of hearing that. And I get a bit cynical when I hear that. But you have to understand that we are coming to a turning point right now, and it's building. And every election is building toward a fourth turning. We are already in that fourth turning. It is a generational change. We had Mary Madeline, James Carville's wife. Again, you might remember them from the 90s. She was a Republican Bush advisor. James Carville was working for the Clinton camp. He was the one who came up with, it's the economy, stupid. Let's focus on the economy. And he's not feeling too good about this election because he understands the economy is going to play a big role in this. But she's also looking at this, Mary Madeline, the Republican strategist, and she is speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations on the election coming up. And this is a big government Republican that we're talking about here, Bush Republican, Mary Madeline. And she kind of pulls back and says, well, you know, I want you to understand, I'm not defending President Trump. I doesn't want to defend President Trump to her Council on Foreign Relations buddies there, the establishment Republicans. I'm not going to defend him, but I will kind of defend him and say that he is not the cause for this lack of civility or for the bad behavior that we're seeing everywhere. Here's what she has to say. What she's saying is, she said, I'm not saying that to defend Trump or to trash the system or anything like that, but we are at a crossroads for a lot of reasons. This has happened in history before, but it feels calamitous to us because of the information age, and we get so much more information and we get it faster. It doesn't make us wiser, but we have a generational shift. Folks, this is exactly what I've talked about before, the fourth turning, Strauss and Howe's book. These are the guys who came up with the term, coined the term millennial. They've taken a generational view of history. They've extrapolated cycles in history, repeating cycles in history about every 80 years, major structural changes in society. They examined this, took it back 500 years. Talked about how you've got this 80-year cycle broken down into four generations within that 80-year cycle. And every fourth generation, you have a turning, a major turning in society. They call it the fourth turning. And that's basically what Mary Madeline is talking about. They're very aware of this. They understand where this is. That's why this is a very important election. And it's very important that you understand what is happening, that we are at a crossroads. We are at a generational crossroads, that this is a cultural reorganization. It is a spiritual reorganization. You have to be wise about what is happening here. We have people like Kyrsten Sinema, as I was saying at the top of the hour, openly anti-family, hates stay-at-home moms, accuses them of being leeches off of their husbands. And of course, this is something that's also being pushed by the European Union. They've identified women They say, quote, who are inactive or work part-time due to personal and family responsibilities. They said that is a social challenge. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you something. The people who are helping with family problems, with family challenges, or the women who are staying at home, the hand that rocks the cradle to educate their children instead of turning their children over to a government institution to be raised by strangers with an agenda that you don't even understand, those people are heroes. Don't denigrate them. My wife put her career on hold. She's been my business partner at times. We had a business, and she put that on hold. You don't denigrate that. Of course, the EU hates that. The globalists hate that. Why? Because they hate the family. They hate the roles of men and women. They hate the distinction between men and women. They hate all of that. But not President Trump. President Trump incurred their wrath, the wrath of Hollywood, when he said, we're going to get rid of this Title IX club that Barack Obama and his administration were beating schools over the head with, threatening to take away their funding if they didn't put boys in the girls' bathrooms and showers and dressing rooms and so forth. We'll take away your funding under Title IX. President Trump said, no, we're not going to consider that to be sexual discrimination. Sex and gender are determined biologically. It is objective and it is binary. Bob, B-O-B, biological, objective, and binary. Remember that. They don't want you to understand that. And they hate mothers who take responsibility for their family. And I understand not everybody can do that. I understand there's a lot of families where you don't have two parents for one reason or the other. And a lot of the reasons that that is happening is because of what Hollywood has encouraged people to think. And the job pressures and the tax pressures that have been put on people by our federal government, continuing to raise taxes on families. You know, back in the 1950s, the middle-class family was paying only 2% in taxes to the federal government. And now, that is more than 10 times that amount, about 28, 30%. And that's about what a working mother contributes to the family. So are we really any better off under the system that the Democrats have given to us, under this liberation that the feminists have given us? Now, the problem is the spending of the federal government and their intrusion and their hatred of the family and of our children, especially. In a 2010 speech, Kyrsten Sinema, a joke that Arizona is clearly the meth lab of democracy. In a 2003 email, she invited, quote-unquote, feminist witches to attend an anti-war rally. She had a 2002 email, told left-wing protesters it would be inappropriate to ask someone to not destroy property or to carry a weapon. She gets a 100% pro-abortion record, according to Planned Parenthood and NARAL. And the group that has backed her more than any other person running for Senate is the Population Connection Action Fund. Now, that sounds kind of vague. You don't really understand. They've changed their name. They used to call themselves Zero Population Growth, but that was made it a little bit too obvious what they were really about. They said they are the largest grassroots voice for population stabilization. They argue governments must enact policies to achieve lower population projection. In other words, they got to reduce birth rates. Well, don't worry about that, because they've done everything they can to the food, the water. They're going to be coming along with 5G. We can step up the tumors for males. And we can increase the infertility for males as well. And if that doesn't work, we can elect people like Kyrsten Sinema to tell us whether or not we can have children. And just go to work so the government can raise your kids. We'll make that possible. We'll subsidize you if you go to work. You know, we'll give you a subsidized daycare, but we will punish you if you want to stay at home and raise a kid yourself. 47% of Americans feel like a stranger in their own country, says the Washington Times. Nearly 6 in 10 Republicans say that things have changed so much they feel alienated. 42% of Democrats agree. They said there's a significant partisan divide on this question. 60% of Democrats and just 34% of Republicans believe American culture and the way of life have improved since the 1950s. By contrast, 64% of Republicans say things have mostly changed for the worse. I just told you why they've changed for the worse. We've got women working in a two-parent family most of the time you got women working and yet not really any better off than they were in the 1950s. Why? Because the increased tax burden from the federal government, because we've asked the federal government to do everything. Well, as Gerald Ford said, the government that can give you everything has to first take everything from you. They take your money away from you and say, but you can't support your family on one income, so go to work, and yet you don't really get much of a net increase, if any. Here's another way that we don't recognize what country we're in. Border wall costume competition for Halloween gets 14 school employees put on administrative leave in Idaho. Yeah, they dressed up like the border wall. And they dressed up in some Mexican stereotypes because, this is what people used to do for Halloween. You would dress as something that you aren't. But now that's cultural misappropriation, and it gets hammered even in Idaho. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About border and defense hypocrisy. You know, I read a Babylon Bee story about a week or two ago when President Trump started talking about actually using the military to protect our borders instead of every other country in the world. And they said at the time, Trump criticized for using U.S. military for bizarre purpose of defending the nation's borders. And I'm going to show you how that satire piece has been parroted almost verbatim by the establishment media, by military personnel, current and former, out there saying, how dare him use this? People who are former commanders in Afghanistan saying, well, yeah, I didn't sign up for this kind of stuff. I want to go protect the borders of Afghanistan or Pakistan or whatever. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Insane. Oh, he's using this for political purposes. At the same time, we got the new commander in Afghanistan saying, we're not going to win this war in Afghanistan militarily. It's going to have to be done politically. Oh, okay. So now Afghanistan, after 17 years, is a political conflict. But we can't use troops at the border because of America, because that would be political. All right. We'll get it to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of a couple of sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. One of them, an exclusive just for the listeners of this program, the new InfoWars Hexagon Polo shirt. And you can get that now with that InfoWars Hexagon logo on it, the polo shirt. You can get that. You can save $10 off of that shirt if you use the code REALNEWS. Use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save $10 on the new InfoWars Hexagon logo polo shirt. Also, we have an unprecedented account on the discount on the Alexa Pure Pro. It's now just $127. Make sure that you don't get caught with dirty, unfiltered water. And you can make sure that you are filtering out any toxins that get into your water supply. And this is true, folks, whether you're talking about a municipal water supply that you're on or if you've got your own well out in a rural area. You never know when something is going to get into the water. And you can't constantly test it. And, of course, even the people who are providing that water to you in the cities, as we've seen time and again, are not constantly testing it. When they find out that there's been a spill in a rural area, they might know for years before they tell the people, oh, by the way, we had this chemical contaminant from a former dry cleaning company or from a former filling station or something leach into the water supply. We discovered it here, but, we knew about it for a few years. We're going to start cleaning it up now, but they never tell you about it. And so you want to make sure that you are proactive, that you're constantly making sure that your water is clean and filtered. This is a gravity feed filter. You won't need to have power, so it's good for emergencies. It's the Alexa Pure Pro, $127 on special right now, an unprecedented discount. And finally, we have the new version of Nascent Iodine, our Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine, at a 50% off introductory price. You can see all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as I was saying, the vast majority of people in this country, especially in the Republican Party, don't really recognize this country anymore. Even the Democrats, it's approaching 50% of the people, say, I don't really feel at home in America anymore. I don't. The culture has changed. We're being replaced by other people. This is a UN agenda. They've been very upfront about it. 2000, they were saying, you know, we're going to have to replace all you people because you're just not reproducing quickly enough. And this is happening at the same time we've got zero population growth, political action committee, funding people like Chris Murphy, Kirsten Sinema, saying we're going to limit the number of kids. Well, they're limiting the number of kids. Believe me, they are. What's in the food? What's in the water? The radiation that we're exposed to. You see the sperm rates dropping dramatically. You see the population rates dropping dramatically. And so they say, well, you know, we're going to have to do more to limit your population. But in the meantime, there's not going to be enough people here to pay for your Social Security. That was the argument that they were making to open the borders and bring in workers. That was the UN argument back in 2000. We're not going to be able to pay your Social Security unless we've got foreign workers here. Well, those foreign workers are coming in, and they're expecting to be paid. They're expecting to be put on welfare. They're expecting to get a free education. They're expecting to feed on the welfare state. And so they're playing both sides against the middle. And it isn't going to be too long before they're going to start replacing all workers, domestic and foreign, with robots. And then what are we going to do with all the people who are living here? Thought they're going to come here and get something. They're going to be very angry. The people who are on Social Security, and they find that the new workers that were brought in to be the children that they never had are not really interested in paying for their retirement. What a surprise. Not really. Not if you understand that from the very beginning, Social Security has been a Ponzi scheme. First place it was enacted in Germany. Bismarck chose the age of 65. Why? Because that was the life expectancy of the people in Germany at the time. They didn't expect anybody to draw any Social Security retirement benefits. They expected people to be dead by then. It was always a lie. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. There is no account set up in your name. They're just planning on the current workers to support you when you go on retirement. And now they're saying, well, don't worry about that. You didn't have any kids because we told you you don't want to have kids. And we reduced the ability of people to have kids. So there's no kids, but we'll bring in some kids from other countries and they'll support you. No, you wind up getting bumped out of your house because your house has to pay for the new schools for all these kids coming in. All the anchor babies who will be bringing in their family that they do want to support, but they don't want to support you. And so what we see at the border, I saw this on CNN. Pentagon rejected a request for troops that it viewed as an emergency law enforcement at the border. CNN is very happy about the fact that they had some Department of Defense officials tell them that Homeland Security asked for the Pentagon to provide a reserve force that could be called upon to provide, quote, crowd and traffic control, and the Pentagon said, no, we're not going to do that. That is not what we are supposed to do. Pentagon rejected the request on October the 26th, according to one of the officials, even as it signed off on providing DHS with air and logistics support, medical personnel, and engineers. They said the Department of Defense felt that active duty troops do not have the authority to conduct that type of mission unless they are granted additional authorities by the president. And to an extent, I would agree with the Pentagon on that. I don't want a bureaucracy like Homeland Security calling out the military to be used as law enforcement, even at the border. I think that's something, though, that the president has the authority to do, and he has the duty to do under these types of circumstances. You cannot allow people to openly mass together by the thousands or over 10,000, have multiple caravans, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 7,000, 10,000, 15,000, whatever the numbers are, and say, we're just going to come across the border and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't allow that to happen. If you passively sit by and allow that to happen, this country will be overrun. And as you've got defense officials repeatedly emphasizing troops at the border are there to support civil authorities, that they're not expected to come in contact with any other migrants, what about other countries? You know, we do have troops at the border of other countries to keep people from crossing over. Isn't that interesting? We can do that in other countries, but we can't do it here. I think we need to understand that the Defense Department needs to defend our borders. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at what's going on at the border. The American public understands that this is America first or America becoming the third world. That is really the choice before us on this election. Are we going to allow people to come across the border at will in defiance of our laws, of our system, to exploit our system? Because this has already been gamed out by the establishment, by the socialist economists, by Cloward and Piven, for example. I've talked about how in the 1960s, those two economists, Cloward and Piven, said we need to get everybody on the welfare system because that will collapse the economy. If we get everybody on the welfare system, we can collapse the economy. You know, there used to be a it was a short-lived game. They never really got it off the ground. I picked up some of them and sold them for a while. I thought it was kind of clever. It was a game, the game of lose. It was like Monopoly. But what would happen is as you went bankrupt, you wouldn't exit the game. you would go on welfare and you would start taking money from the other players. You're talking about a game that goes on forever and ever. But it was perfect. It was a perfect parody of what our system has become, the game of lose. And eventually everybody goes bankrupt because, as you know, people go on welfare, they start taking money from everybody else, and then they go bankrupt in addition to all the other things that are happening. And that's exactly what Cloward and Piven wanted to see happen. It wasn't happening in sufficient numbers because a lot of people realize, hey, I could have a better life if I'm not on welfare. I would like to have a life that is independent, that I am in more control of, rather than being a dependent on government. I would like to make more money. I'd like to be able to have the freedom and call the shots in my own life. And so not enough people were going on welfare to really make that system work. So about the mid-2000s, Cloward and Piven said, let's open up the border. We can use foreigners to collapse the welfare system and the state. And then we can build our socialist utopia on top of that. And so, folks, the question before us really is, are we going to have America first? Are we going to even have an America? Or are we going to turn America and the first world into a third world poverty state? Because, you know, if somebody comes to your house and they want your stuff, they're entitled to just move in. Like I said, to Geraldo Rivera, saying, you know, he's just apoplectic about what was happening, protecting the border. And I said, okay, fine. Geraldo makes a lot more money than I do. He lives in a much, much nicer house. I think I'm just going to go to his house, and I'm just going to move in with my family and tell him he's got to support me. Or better yet, he can move out. And that's essentially what these people are telling us, that these people in other countries don't have to try a market approach. They don't have to try freedom in their country. They can just move here and take the stuff that we've got because they don't want freedom. They just want free stuff. And so you have the mainstream media spinning all of this and saying, this is not about defense. This is about politics. This is about election politics, and that's all it's about. This is not an existential issue, they say. This is nothing but a partisan move by the president. Here's an example. Chicago Tribune. Trump's election eve border mission puts the military in the partisan crosshairs. And you've got a retired Lieutenant General, David Barno, who commanded U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And this is what he had to say. The military has all of a sudden been placed in a highly politicized environment regarding immigration. Okay, now you remember that this is a guy who is a Lieutenant General. He commanded forces in Afghanistan. And he's talking about how the U.S. military is now in a highly politicized environment. Remember this, because we're going to come back to it with the current commander of Afghanistan forces, saying you can't win this militarily. Afghanistan is now a political situation. Oh, well, that's okay, because that's over there, right? In a tweet Thursday, retired General Martin Dempsey, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called the border operation a, quote, wasteful deployment of overstretched soldiers and Marines. Colin Powell said, I see no threat requiring this kind of deployment. Dubik, a senior fellow with the Institute for the Study of War, said the real issue is whether the military is being used for partisan political purposes. Retired Colonel Paul Yingling commanded U.S. troops in Iraq. He said, this operation is a political stunt. All right, let's go back to the Babylon Bee story that I read about 2 weeks ago when this all began. Trump criticized for using U.S. military for a bizarre purpose of defending nations' borders. This is a satire. Now, ask yourself, does this satire sound any more ridiculous than what I've just read you from Lieutenant General David Barno, retired General Martin Dempsey, retired General Colin Powell, all these people saying, oh, you can't use the military to protect our borders? This is what they said in the satire piece of the Babylon Bee. They said about 10 days ago, the nation's service members were nonplussed about the move. I signed up to occupy Afghanistan, not to defend this country, said one soldier. Make it a general. Make it the general saying that. When I said I'd defend America's freedoms, I meant I'd defend them abroad, not defend them at home. One MSNBC commentator called the move unheard of and unprecedented and political, I'd add. I didn't put that in the satire, but that's what these people are saying. It's unheard of. It's unprecedented. And then they add it's political. Elaborated that a president who redirects the U.S. military resources from occupying other countries to defending this country is one step away from using the tactics of Adolf Hitler. That's right. Well, what's really happening? Here's a headline. U.S. forces are patrolling the border between North Syria and Turkey. Syria's Kurdish-led alliance said on Friday that U.S. troops have started patrolling the Syrian border with Turkey to defuse tensions after threats from Ankara. Oh, well, okay, so that's all right. We can put the U.S. troops to protect the border between Syria and Turkey, but not the border between the U.S. and Mexico. When we have more people being killed in Mexico because of the war on drugs, and again, we have to understand the cause of the war on drugs. It is a U.N. agenda. We have implemented it. We have pushed it, and that has created the violent drug cartels down there, just like alcohol prohibition created Al Capone. We have created El Chapo, Sinaloa cartel, all these different organizations, MS-13. They've all been created by our policies, and we should change those policies. But now that we've created them, they're very dangerous. They're killing each other. They're killing other people. They're killing politicians. They're cutting people's heads off. We're seeing reports in California now where they've welcomed these people in with open arms, don't want to have a border there. We've seen multiple reports about decapitations, headless bodies being found. Oh, I thought it was a Halloween stunt, but no, it's real. Gee, I've never seen anything like this. I've lived in this area, California, for generations, and we've never seen headless bodies being turned up. Well, we've seen this across the border. And we have to have the government protecting this border. You can't have innocent people fleeing even something like MS-13 if you don't patrol the border. MS-13 will follow them across the border and kill their kids here, like they have in Long Island, New York. A father said, we left there, El Salvador, to get away from these people. Now they've killed my children here. A Hispanic father, an illegal immigrant father, a foreign father who came here across the border. So all these people, many of them from Afghanistan, many of them from Iraq, saying, this is unprecedented. We cannot have the U.S. military protecting U.S. borders. How dare President Trump? This is a political stunt. No, it's his duty, and he has the authority to do it. And here we have the new commander of the military in Afghanistan. And I hope you saw the movie. I think it was called, War Machine, I think. It was based on Michael Hastings' book where he followed McChrystal going into Afghanistan, and he takes charge of Afghanistan, proudly marches in with his entourage at the beginning of the show, played by Brad Pitt. And then as they fail in one thing after the other, they take him out, McChrystal. And you see the next general come marching in with his entourage. This general had something very interesting to say. He said, we can't win militarily in Afghanistan. Cannot win. And of course, these same people are telling us that we can't defend the border here in America. What is the military for then? Why are we spending trillions of dollars, $21 trillion lost?
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just read you all the quotes from the generals and the colonels and the military commanders in Afghanistan. We can't have troops at the U.S. border. And I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to talk about what President Trump, his comments, as he exchanged, I guess we could say, he exchanged barbs with the mainstream media over barbed wire, razor wire that is there at the border that's being deployed at the border to protect our border. That is his duty as president. I'm glad to see that he's doing it. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can save $10 off of the new InfoWars Hexagon logo polo. Just use the code REALNEWS. So it's a special just for our listening audience here. Use the code REALNEWS to save $10 off the new InfoWars Hexagon polo. You can also save about 50% off the Alexa Pure Pro. It's normally $250. That's the large capacity gravity feed water filter. You can get that now for $127. So that's nearly 50% off the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. And we do have 50% off as the introductory price, 50% off Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. That's our new formulation of Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X3. It actually has enhancements to help your body to assimilate that the previous generation did not have. And you can get that at an introductory price of 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. All right, so we've got, doesn't even make the news here in the United States. The mainstream media is not even interested in the fact that the U.S. forces, U.S. military, is patrolling and protecting the border between North Syria and Turkey. It's reported by the Kurds. But RT reports it, but no American news organizations report that. So we're not, it's not even a big deal when we protect another country's borders. But it's a big deal if we do it here. They cannot believe that President Trump would be so politically crass as to do something like protect the American border. And as Zero Hedge points out, the current commander of Afghanistan, General Austin Scott Miller, made his first public statements, speaking to NBC News last week, first public statements after taking charge of American operations in Afghanistan. And he shocked everybody with his frank assessment that the Afghan war cannot be won militarily, that peace will only be achieved through direct engagement and negotiation with the Taliban. He said, this is not going to be won militarily. This is going to a political solution. But wait a minute. They just said President Trump is playing politics by protecting our border. Well, maybe we're playing politics in Afghanistan, aren't we? He said, my assessment is that the Taliban also realizes that they cannot win militarily. I'm not so sure about that. So if you realize you can't win militarily at some point, fighting is just, well, people start asking why. The Taliban now controls more territory than ever before in recent years. And the U.S. has spent more than $840 billion fighting the Taliban insurgency in a 17-year war. Longest war we've ever had, and the most expensive. More money in terms of current dollars than the Marshall Plan. Can you believe that? We've spent more money on that third world country than we have on the Marshall Plan. And I know it's got a lot of poppy seeds that can be used for to create an opioid epidemic, to create heroin and so forth. So it's very valuable for the CIA to have control of that. And of course, we have increased the production of opiates thanks to our occupation of Afghanistan. Their percentage of their crop rates have gone up to the point where they now supply in the mid-90s percentage-wise of all of the opiates provided worldwide. That's very valuable to control that, and to be able to funnel that into our dark organizations like the CIA. But in terms of controlling the country, in terms of winning a warfare, in terms of winning hearts and minds, ain't happening. The Pentagon, and I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago when the New York Times had it, they were talking about how the Pentagon says that the Taliban only controls 44% of the districts. Well, that would be alarming if that were true. But the reality is that they've been playing a statistical game. Because if they have a little tiny isolated fort in one area, and the Taliban controls all the area in that district or that city, they count that as being under U.S. control. And it really is under Taliban control. When you look at what military analysts say, the Taliban doesn't control 44% of the districts like the Pentagon says, but 61% of the districts, because they play that statistical game. And this is the reason General Miller told NBC that there would be an optimal political outcome. Yeah, it will be optical as well. This is all about the optics. They're hoping that the Taliban will come to the table because they're not able to win this militarily. You know, we've never won any asymmetric warfare games. Any of these asymmetric wars that we have conducted since World War II, we've never won them. We've never built a nation, never succeeded in that. But we continue to go down that path. And now we've had a Utah mayor as the most recent casualty. This is a guy who was a mayor, well-loved in his community, had a wife, 7 kids from Utah. And he was killed, fittingly enough, in terms of what we're seeing here, killed by somebody inside the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces because they're thoroughly compromised. It is a shell. This supposed government that we've created there that is our ally. It is infiltrated with the very people that we're supposedly beating or running out. And that's really kind of a picture of what is happening to the Afghan war in general, isn't it? That Utah mayor, father of 7 kids, killed in an attack by somebody who had infiltrated the group, pretending to be on our side, but actually with the Taliban. Now, when we look at that, and we look at how failed that war is, and all these generals who presided over that failed war for the last 17 years saying, you can't use troops at the border to protect America, we find out, and just to remind you yet again, that not only have we spent more money in Afghanistan than we did on the entire Marshall Plan, where we rebuilt Europe after World War II, but we can't even account for $21 trillion. It's just disappeared. We don't know where it is. That's trillion with a T, folks. As the article from Strategic Culture points out, this goes back to an economist, Mark Skidmore, who heard Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to be Assistant Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, say the Department of Defense Office of Inspector General had found $6.5 trillion worth of unaccounted spending as of 2015. Now, we know that it was far more than that, because that was the amount that was lost and being investigated at the Pentagon when that missile, or whatever it wasn't a plane, but likely a missile, flew into that window at the Pentagon on 9/11, right into the office of the people who were investigating that. And at that time, it was about $6.5 trillion with a T. And the economist, Mark Skidmore, said, I heard that and I couldn't believe it. That couldn't be true. I mean, if it was with a T, trillion, not billion, but trillion, that would mean that the Pentagon couldn't account for the amount of money that they had lost is more than the gross national product of Great Britain. And so they started looking at it. And over the next year or so, the two of them looked at it and they found, no, it wasn't $6.5 trillion. It was actually $21 trillion. And that's from a time period from 1998 to 2015. So to put this in perspective, $21 trillion, do you realize that all of the money that is in the stock market is $30 trillion? Let's take all the shares of all the companies times the share price, that's $30 trillion. The Pentagon has lost $21 trillion. That's not even what they can account for that they spent in Afghanistan. The gross domestic product of the United States is $18.6 trillion. The Pentagon has lost $21 trillion. If you were to take, let's do this famous thing where you take money and you stack it. Take a stack of $1,000 bills and stack them. How high would you have to stack them? 63 miles. Let's imagine that you made $40,000 a year. How many years would you have to work to make just $1 trillion? Not $21 trillion, but $1 trillion. Well, if you made $40,000 a year, you would have to work for 25 million years to make $1 trillion. And yet, the press, the Washington Post, is saying, you know what? If Trump deploys these troops to the border, it could cost $200 million by the end of the year. $200 million, when they don't care about the fact that $21 trillion has just been completely lost by the Pentagon. Yeah, 100,000 times more has been lost by the Pentagon, and they don't even care. But when President Trump uses the military and uses the massive defense budget to protect our borders, then the Washington Post starts to notice. They don't notice when our troops are protecting the border between Syria and Turkey, but they notice when our troops are protecting the border between the U.S. and Mexico and the drug cartels that we have created with our policies but are a threat nevertheless. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions their prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We look at the death of this Utah mayor. His name was Spencer. I'm sorry, that was the state's lieutenant governor who wrote about that. Mark Taylor was the individual who was killed. Had seven children. You know, just like Khashoggi, as he was murdered. We talked about this many times. Stalin said the death of one person is a tragedy. The death of a million people is a statistic. Nobody cared about the tens of thousands of people being killed in Yemen by the Saudis. But when the Saudis killed one journalist and it got personal, people could get upset about that. And, of course, there's many different aspects to that. This is a guy who was involved with Al-Qaeda and so forth. And we have turned a blind eye to the many crimes of the Saudis. And we've essentially turned a blind eye to Afghanistan. The American public no longer even pays any attention to Afghanistan anymore. When we have a situation where we have one individual, a mayor, a family man, father of seven children killed, it's time we start to take a look at what this has cost us in blood and in treasure. We have had more money spent in Afghanistan, as I pointed out, than we spent rebuilding Europe under the Marshall Plan. And that's not even including $21 trillion that have been lost. And yet, the Washington Post now discovers that we can't protect our borders because it might cost, in their projections, $200 million. Well, we got $21 trillion with a T that we can't find. So they strain at something that is, they ignore something that is a million times greater, essentially, or 100,000 times greater. $21 trillion versus $200 million. And they say, although the cost of the border deployments will be a tiny slice of the $716 billion annual defense budget. Yes, a very tiny slice. Let's lay that out. You know, we're talking about if their projections are right, that by the end of 2018, it could climb above $200 million. Well, let's take that and look at what percentage that is of the $716 billion defense budget. That would mean that we spent 0.03% of our defense budget on defending this country. And the Washington Post thinks that's a political crime. I think it's a political crime that we spend 99.97% of our budget as an empire abroad in this kind of realpolitik that has more to do with Henry Kissinger than with what President Trump ran on. President Trump ran on putting America first. That means protecting our borders, not allowing the globalists to turn us into a third world country. And when we come back, I'm going to play what President Trump had to say about barbed wire. As a matter of fact, let's play it right now. Let's play video clip number one. President Trump said barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful sight.
And I noticed all that beautiful barbed wire going up today. It was some barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful sight.
That's right. That's right. And folks, it's not barbed wire. It's actually razor wire in a spiral. It's what they call it, concertina wire. We have to be careful that we don't get into a mission creep situation here at the border. And one of the ways that you do that is to fix the policies that are pulling people into this country. And President Trump understands that as well. First thing you do is you get rid of this anchor baby situation. And then you get rid of the welfare magnet that is pulling in the anchor babies. And he has addressed that. That is a key part of what needs to be done to shut this down. The welfare system, the anchor baby system, that is the magnet that is pulling people across. The war on drugs is not being addressed by President Trump. That is a push that is pushing people across to try to escape these drug cartels and the violence that is over there. But that is yet another reason why we need to protect our borders from that kind of intrusion. Department of Homeland Security says they have identified more than 270 confirmed convicts. They quote Mexico's interior minister, who says he's got videos from Guatemala showing men dressed in identical clothing, sporting the same haircuts, handing out money to women.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about how Silicon Valley, the press, Hollywood, and so forth, tried to meddle in this election and why I think it isn't working. They are actually talking about how they don't think that it's working. But I'd also like to talk to you, and I'd like to get your opinion as to what you think is going to happen tomorrow, what you're looking at in the election, why you're voting the way you're voting. If you'd like to call in, that number is going to be 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. If you'd like to join the program, I'll take some calls today. You know, we had Mark Zuckerberg a couple of weeks ago pledging to spend more in the war on hate speech. Now, they set up a war room and all this other kind of stuff, and they were going to be on the spot shutting things down as it was happening. Said, with elections a week away, Facebook has seen and will see all the good and bad that humanity can do, said Mark Zuckerberg. And, of course, he's going to be there, you know, like his Caesar Augustus that he worships with his thumbs up or his thumbs down on your free speech. And, of course, that should be allowed, right? According to the left, they love big corporations, and they love big corporations telling us that we can't exercise our God-given fundamental rights as human beings to speak freely, something that has always been respected and honored in Western civilization, in the American civilization. But we're not going to be allowed to have that anymore because of our masters who will censor us. And, of course, we had Gavin McGinnis and the Proud Boys shut down last week, another organization that's taken off of Facebook as part of that. But over the weekend, we had a story that was linked by Drudge off a website, m.fiz.org. And I thought it was kind of interesting, kind of a strange site. Looks like they're reporting on physics. I don't know what this site is about. But they were reporting on a study that was done by Oxford Internet Institute. And once again, folks, the British establishment is taking the lead in pushing this globalist agenda of anti-Trump, anti-free speech, censorship, this Russian conspiracy theory that has been hatched by the deep state, incubated by the British, and then brought back into this country, circular, in the same way that they did it with the FISA court. Oh, look, I leaked some stuff to some people in the press, and oh, look, FISA court, here's an article over here, so you should give us a search warrant on people. Well, they did the same thing with the British as well. The circular argument here, this echo chamber that they created. And here's what they had to say. They were very upset about this over the weekend. They said, despite an aggressive crackdown by social media firms, so-called junk news, that's the new term now, junk news. And let's listen to the way that they define junk news. Junk news is spreading at a greater rate than in 2016 on social media ahead of the U.S. midterm elections, according to researchers. So we're supposed to believe that even though President Trump has tens of thousands of people showing up, people waiting for an entire day to get into his rally, people that are energized in his rallies and so forth, we're supposed to believe that this is going to be a giant blue wave. And even though they have engaged in massive censorship, especially against InfoWars, against Alex Jones, against this program, to try to shut down what we have to say before the election, to try to silence our voices, and then follow up on that by silencing over 800 organizations just a couple of weeks ago, news organizations that were not part of the establishment center. And, of course, most of them were Trump supporters, conservatives, libertarians, people who are outside the allowed discussion that shut them down. Nevertheless, the same people that are energized about President Trump, the tens of thousands that show up to see him, even when he goes to these small towns, that wait for a day to get into the venue, the same people are very active and still in terms of pushing information on social media. That's called free speech, where you see something and you say something. Oh, but that's not allowed on social media. You're not allowed to see certain things. They're going to hide that from you. You're not going to be allowed to hear certain things. They're going to hide that from you, but you're going to find them anyway, aren't you? And they don't want you to speak those things. They don't want you to say, I agree with this, I disagree with that. They don't want that conversation out there, but it's happening anyway. They said Facebook and Twitter remain filled with, listen to this, this is how they define junk news: extremist, sensationalist, conspiratorial, masked commentary, and other forms of low-quality news. Well, what do they think is not junk news? Well, not junk news would be the things that they're concerned about, that only 5% of things that were shared on social media are from public agencies, experts, or political candidates. Folks, that's the true junk, and you know it. So they're looking at this and they're saying, well, you know, 95% of the stuff out there is coming from extremist, conspiratorial stuff. Of course, these public agencies, they're telling us, Russia did it. They're not conspiracy theorists at all, are they? They're not conspiratorial. No, not at all. Not British intelligence, not the CIA and the NSA who are pushing all this stuff, the Democrat Party that's pushing all this stuff, the mainstream media that's working on this with them. They're not conspiratorial, not at all. You're the conspiratorial people because you question their obvious lies. And because you question authority, because that's what they say. Only 5% of this stuff is coming from public agencies. In other words, the government, public agencies and experts. Only 5% of that is coming out there. And, of course, you're supposed to defer to the authority figures and not question the authority figures. How dare you put out anything that's not coming from the authority figures, from the politicians, the public agencies, and the experts? How dare you? How dare you think for yourself and speak freely? They went on to add, junk news once concentrated only among President Trump's support base. See, that's the other way they define it. Oh, if you don't buy in to the globalist policies, then you're racist. And the information that you have out there is junk. They say it has now spread to include communities of mainstream political conservatives. Oh, that means that some mainstream political conservatives are actually questioning the globalist establishment and the authority figures, the public agencies and the politicians who you're supposed to just defer to and listen to. That's the way that it always was. Back when you had ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, and they were all the public establishment figures, and they told you what issues would be talked about. They all talked about the same things, and they all had the same things to say about the same issues. Same way that we see all of the debates being run, by the way. They still have control, complete control of political debates. And then they go on to add this. As they're complaining about low-quality conspiratorial news, the people from this institute say that junk news that we're seeing here, and of course junk news is anything that questions the establishment, junk news probably has Russian origin. So there they are with their Russian conspiracy theories again. Maybe this is why In October ratings, CNN wipes out, MSNBC sheds 20% of their young viewers. People are abandoning them in droves. We don't believe their Russian conspiracy theories. And at the same time all this stuff is happening, Wired is bragging about the fact that YouTube is creating a platform for people that they like. So they shut down one side of the political spectrum, and then they reward and subsidize the other side of this. And, of course, we've seen this for quite some time, going back to the last election. You would see the young turds being elevated by Google at all the political conventions. They would be Google's live coverage of the Democrat and Republican political conventions. It would be provided by Stink Uger and the young turds. And now they've got 47 creators who are handpicked by YouTube this year to be part of a global program called Creators for Change. The creators will pitch an idea for a video or series that they believe will have a positive social impact. And if YouTube greenlights it, they'll get a monetary grant to make it happen. So you punish by censoring anybody that they don't agree with. And then if it is something that is pushing, and I'll give you an idea of what they're pushing. They say there are a lot of these really positive voices, and we wanted to elevate those voices. Whether it was dealing with LGBTQ issues, xenophobia, Islamophobia, or bullying, says YouTube's CEO. Yeah, that's what they're funding. See, now shut down anybody, because anybody that supports President Trump, anybody that supports America, that's, those people are dangerous nationalists, and any information they have is junk news. But this is Creators for Change, and we know exactly what kind of change they're trying to create. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your phone calls. That number is 888-201-2244.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The number is 888-201-2244. As I was saying before we went to break, we've got YouTube out there. Of course, we know that they have actively censored InfoWars. They have censored 800 different organizations about a month ago. So in the last 30 days, they had an Oxford organization go out there and look at 2.5 million tweets, about 7,000 Facebook pages over the last 30-day period. And they said, this is horrible. Only 5% of the stories out there are from establishment agencies, public agencies, experts, or political candidates. So you listen to the politicians, you listen to the government agencies, you listen to the experts. And did I give that number wrong? 888-201-2244. But again, okay, all right, we're going to go back to those callers here in just a second. But they've got 2.5 million tweets, 7,000 Facebook pages, like I said, over the last 30 days, and only 5% of them were repeating the information from the government authorities. And so I said, this is horrible. The rest of this stuff is junk. If it's not from the government authorities, it's junk. And it's because of you that this information is getting out there. I mean, we can put this stuff together. You have to repeat these stories and put it out there. And you're doing it in spite of the fact that they've been trying to censor what is happening. And they said it's even worse than it was in 2016. I think that's a good omen. And I think it's a good omen that YouTube is so desperate that they're blocking right-side broadcasting. Now, right-side broadcasting goes around, they film the President Trump rallies and so forth, and they said, they demonetized them. And they came in and said, your coverage of the Trump rallies is not family-friendly. Not family-friendly? A Trump rally is not family-friendly. But you know what YouTube thinks is family-friendly? Let's give you an idea of what they are funding out there with their Creators for Change. They've got one guy who left his career in international development, whatever that is, because this guy is in his 20s. So I don't know what he's doing in international development. But his first viral video was a parody of the Pharrell music video for Happy. He features Muslim people dancing to the along to the song. And he says this is to show a different way to portray Muslim people in a way that's indigenous and organic to who they are without anybody else being involved. And YouTube says, we don't consider any political affiliations or viewpoints. We just want to elevate voices that are positive. And that would be voices this is YouTube's CEO. They'll be voices that push LGBTQ issues, talk about xenophobia, talk about Islamophobia or bullying. Oh, those are positive voices, right, according to YouTube. And everybody else, they want to try to nudge. You've heard that propaganda term. Here's another example. They said these people come from 16 different countries. Seems like almost everybody has a hyphenated heritage, they said. One guy is a Filipino-Palestinian, and he does comedy videos about growing up Muslim in Texas. Because, you know, it's not offensive if you mock Texans. You wouldn't have a Texan without a hyphen maybe a Texan American who talks about growing up in a Muslim community in Minnesota or something like that. No, you couldn't do any comedy about that because that'd be hateful. That'd be bullying. That'd be Islamophobia, right? Couldn't do that. Or a Mexican creator who documents his or her transition from male to female. That's what YouTube considers to be family friendly. They fund that. They give these people millions of dollars. But if you film a Trump rally, that is not family friendly. That gets demonetized. It gets shut down because that's what they did to Right Side Broadcasting. All right, let's go to our callers. Let's go to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, you want to talk about the election. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, ahead, Mr. Chris. Knight. It's an honor to speak to you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Dave. Dave here. Okay, well, the screener, first time calling in, long time listener. Wonderful people there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.
Time to delay an important question, but honestly, I've been listening for 10 years, first time calling in, and if there's a question I could ask you right now, first of all, yes, I'm voting in Minnesota tomorrow. I've told a few people to get to the polls and vote against Keith Ellison. It's the most important vote of my lifetime as a Minnesotan, I think, other than the Trump vote. And so I've been telling some people, but just like when I get to heaven and stand before the Lord, I'm sure I'm gonna know right away I didn't do enough, and that's kind of how I feel. Now, so I'm hoping for the best. We all know the dirty pool and tactics that the left uses, so I'm hoping the miracles, the Trump miracles, continue tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if I could ask you one thing, Dave, the one thing that's the one little thorn in my brain the last couple of years, because it's been so amazing.
Sure, go ahead.
Having Trump come along is this. I've told people like my dad and friends that we're either living in the greatest deception of all time, maybe even a biblical supernatural deception of some kind, or else Trump is really against these enemies for the most part, these globalists, against the New World Order, against the men who killed Kennedy, that type of thing, who've been in power for 100 years. Two things. There's an article read many years ago when I first started reading things. I think it was Rockefeller at a press, at a news gathering of news people years and years ago, maybe even before the internet, when he said, if we create the right conditions, you know, people in America will beg for martial law and a new world order.
Oh, yeah.
If they create the right conditions.
I'm familiar with that.
And there's one last thing to add to that, Dave, and then you can, I'm dying to hear your wonderful comment. The one thing that I, after 9/11, when I started studying conspiracies, it seemed so many things were involved with secret societies, Freemasonry being the big one, one of those. But as we know, that's just a branch on the same bush, whatever. But you don't hear a lot of people talking about Freemasonry these days. So that's something that's kind of gone under the, kind of disappeared from the conversation. But, you know, Skull and Bones and the rest of the secret societies, they're all together. So along with that quote from Rockefeller about creating the right conditions in America to really take over, and I guess maybe Freemasonry doesn't really have much to do with it, but you see what I mean.
Yeah, I think people, in the wake of what we saw with Snowden and so forth, I think people are more focused on some immediate causes like the surveillance state and seeing the way that the deep state has manufactured this Russian conspiracy against President Trump. I think that's really what people are starting to address now. And I think what that is having the effect of doing is, as this article was saying, look, only 5% of the people are on social media are pushing out these stories that are coming from the government and from official stories. And official sources and so forth. And the other people are starting to question what they're hearing. And I'm seeing that from mainstream commentators that are would never question in the past the official story coming from the government. But we have seen this because people have been able to comment on this, because people have been able to freely share information. That's what they want to stop. We take a look at something like the Vegas shooting or some of these other things. They're starting to question whether or not the government is telling truth. If it doesn't make sense, if the government changes the story multiple times, then people start to question that. And they're starting to question this whole narrative of
the globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and you're going to have an opportunity to defend the American dream, to defend America. You know, we're told we're not allowed to defend the border of America. We're not allowed to have an American dream. The foreigners who come here, they're the dreamers, not you. Shut up. You've had your dream, now shut up and pay for their dream. Oh, you're going to go to the polls tomorrow, and you're going to have a chance to have a say about that. And we've got callers who have joined us right now. They're going to have a say as to what they have seen running up to this election, what they think is going to happen. Let's go to Craig in Louisiana. Craig, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
David, hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Craig.
Let me just say it's an honor to talk to anyone who's willing to take on these miserable little punks who want to see none other than just us destroyed. And so, and the reason I called, first off, I'm going to try to be brief yet poignant. I want to give a testimonial about Brain Force. I've suffered from Tourette's pretty much my entire life. Tried med after med after med. Without insurance, it probably would have cost over $100,000.
Wow.
And it wasn't actually until you guys started getting banned over the summer that I really started listening. I would hear snippets every now and then. But the moment you guys started getting banned, that's when I was like, I got to download. I got to buy on Roku. You can actually still find it on Roku. So for anyone who's wondering, Roku. I never really spent a dime on InfoWars until you started getting banned. So I decided to try it. And let me just say it works. It's calmed me down. It's helped me relax so I can focus.
That's the thing. I would have called it brain focus because it helps me to focus. And I didn't have any medical condition like you did, but it does help me to focus. I'm glad to hear that's really helped you with your situation.
Okay.
And I'm glad to hear that it blew back against them.
Oh, but it's cut it 70-80% down. And
wow.
And also, real quick, I would like to give a really quick prediction about tomorrow. So I believe no matter what, I believe we're going to hold the House by 2. I believe we take we're going to have 5 in the Senate. But and this is going on a long stretch. But if all the coalition that showed up last time around can show up this time, I believe we can tip 15 in the House, possibly keep it to where it is now, maybe even add. And I believe if everyone shows up, we can get 9 to 10 in the Senate. And also, real quick, I want to tell everyone I have been writing, I've been tweeting, I've been advocating SiriusXM to bring Alex Jones on board. And maybe this is just a dream, but I would like to see everyone that's on the app now, David Knight, yourself, Owen Schroyer, and Roger, and then, of course, Alex. But also, this is I believe this would just kill it, knock it out.
We used to be on SiriusXM, and then their CEO decided that he was a different gender.
Seriously, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And real quick, I would like to actually see Roseanne and Dennis Miller, probably two of the most censored comedians ever, come on board, have like some kind of like late night talk show, and then lead into midnight and just rerun everything. I believe.
Well, you know, if he wanted
Alex Jones,
if SiriusXM really wanted to succeed, they would put Roseanne on. They would put Dennis Miller on, and other people on the right who have a voice. Instead, they will shut them down, and they will go with the worst, the Connors. I mean, it's just tanking in the ratings because it's not about their business.
Hard.
Just like you've got Twitter out there banning people left and right, and people are leaving Twitter and so forth because the way that they're trying to exercise their control. So they're putting their politics way before they're putting their profits. And so it's pretty clear what they could do if they want to make their businesses successful. But they're focusing more.
Can still hear me, David.
Thank you for
taking my call, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you and the entire staff. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Craig. I'm really glad to hear that Brain Force has really helped you and that helps you to focus. Like I've said many times, it is the product that I take a whole wide regime of these supplements, vitamins, and other things. You know, vitamins, you take vitamins and you're not going to feel anything when you take a vitamin. When you take Brain Force, you're going to feel that focus. And that's something that it really has helped me, and I'm glad to hear that it's helped you with your medical condition. Let's go to Travis in Georgia. Travis, you want to talk about the election? Go ahead.
Hey, David. Love your show. Love your product.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say real quick, I live in the metro Atlanta area, and I've already heard that Governor candidate Brian Kemp is already trying to open up an investigation for Stacey Abrams and election fraud. I don't know if y'all have heard that, but maybe something to look into.
I've got that article here. Yeah, he has reported that. And, you know, I think it's interesting because as he was head of the the organization that oversees elections there. They had had, Georgia is one of the state boards of election that was penetrated by Jay Johnson in the Obama administration. Homeland Security was breaking into some state boards of elections. And then it was reported by Georgia and by other places that said, hey, look at this. And we traced it back to the websites of Homeland Security. And they denied it at first, and then eventually they admitted it. So we know that there is manipulation. And we know that at every point where there's something electronic involved, that is going to be a weak point, whether you're going to have electronic voting machines or whether it's tabulation. Those are going to be weak spots for fraud. I think the key thing is, and you know, we were just talking about this with Craig, people being energized. If people show up in massive numbers like they did in 2016, I think what they'll do is they'll try to manipulate it as much as they can in certain jurisdictions, and then they will let it go and try to attack it in a different way. I think they saw that there was a massive wave. I think there were many millions of more people that voted for President Trump than they reported. And I think that when they see that happen, they just give up on trying to rig the election vote count, and then they try to get President Trump out. I think that's what they will continue to do if everybody shows up, if we have this kind of voter turnout that we did 2 years ago. I think that's what will happen.
One more thing, David. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
In my hometown of Austell, Georgia, there's a shopping center, and then there's a whole bunch of people there holding signs, and it turns out they are people that are being paid $85 a day being bussed in from other states like Mississippi and Alabama. What I don't understand is you can't find enough people in Georgia to want to hold signs for you. You know,
yeah, it's called AstroTurf. It's called George Soros. And he has admitted that he said a couple of years ago, look, I'm going to contribute $11 billion. Now he's taken it up to $18 billion. He said back in 2015, look, I'm going to put $500 million into promoting immigration and funding it. And then we find these credit cards. Actually, he does a press release saying that he's going to partner with MasterCard. And then they show us pictures coming out of Croatia, pictures of MasterCard that is logoed with a UN logo, as well as these other organizations, the European Union and so forth. All this stuff is tied together. I mean, they're funding this left, right, and center, pushing people across. And you have to understand that it's not just people on the left. It's George Soros has committed a tremendous amount of money to this agenda. But you also got people like the Koch brothers that are out there who want these, they want cheap labor, and they're working on having open borders. We've got about a minute and a half before the break, but thank you, Travis. Let's go to Barbara in Washington. Go ahead, Barbara. Thank you for holding.
Congratulations, David, on your new name show and your intros.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I wanted to tell you that I completely agree with your, let's say, synopsis of the upcoming election. And I was so happy to get up this morning after the weekend and think, well, I'm going to watch David Knight, and that'll be good. I'll wake up with that. And that was the first thing I heard you say. I caught you saying that. I love that. And I wanted you to ask me a question. Do you have anything you want to ask me?
Well, let's see. I wasn't really thinking about it. Anyway, what is your top issue this election? Let's just put it that way. What is the thing that you think is most important coming up to this election? And we'll give you a break to think about that. Hang on. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll find out from Barbara in Washington what she thinks the most important issue of this election is. We know that she agrees with me that I think it's going to be, unless they rig this dramatically through electronic tampering, I think that it's going to be a good day for Trump. It's going to be a good day for America. But I want to find out from Barbara what her top issue is when we come back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I look at the rallies around President Trump. I think people are still thrilled about the idea of putting America first. I think people have seen the economy building. I think it's been very encouraging to see President Trump take decisive action. He didn't start the caravan, but it looks like he's going to stop the caravan. And, of course, we've got the many former U.S. military commanders from Afghanistan who failed in their job, quite frankly. We've now got the current commander in Afghanistan saying it's not going to be a military victory. At best, we can reach some kind of a political solution compromise with the Taliban. And yet they say, at our border, oh, this is about nothing but politics. And we're not allowed to have a commander who actually defends our border. That's an outrage. We'll see what happens. I don't think the thrill is gone. I think people are fired up. I think it is very unusual to see the party of the at midterms, typically the party in power, the party that won the previous election, gets complacent. I don't see that. I see bigger crowds for the Republicans than I do for the Democrats. And so I'm very hopeful about what's going to happen tomorrow. And we're taking your calls right now. The number is 888-201-2244. We had Barbara from Washington call us, and we'll go back to Barbara. She asked what my question was, and I was kind of taken back. I didn't really know what to say, but I'm interested in what people think about issues. We get too often, we're caught up in not just identity politics, but in personalities, and that's also a trap. You know, the Democrats play this groupthink with us, but we can fall in the trap of getting behind a person or an individual and not really looking at the policies that are there. So, Barbara, what is your top issue in this election that you think is really important, the biggest problem that we got to do something about or something we need to move forward with?
Well, I really want the immigration issue. I think President Trump's been doing a splendid job with that. And then we've got to tackle this false narrative that are, in my opinion, that are trying to be formed. And I think we're going to make it. I think the longer we stick to it and just keep going forward with telling the truth, I'm certain, really, that we're going to make it. But immigration.
I think so, because, you know, it was immigration that was the issue that got President Trump traction as a candidate. We started talking about the wall. We started talking about anchor babies, all of these different things. And what do we got right now? We've got him returning to what is really kind of set on the side here as he was working in terms of getting the economy back, working on trade issues. Those were the first priority of President Trump. I think it was very, very important to get back to immigration, because I think we all understand that if we don't control our borders, we're going to lose our country. It is an existential issue as much as the economy. But I understand it's the economy, stupid. That's the first issue. James Carville said that, and President Trump did that. But now he has come back very strong in the last couple of months talking about anchor baby situation as well as protecting the border. I think that is essential. I think people are very happy to see him return to that. Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm going to move on to some of the other callers here that are queued up because we've only got this last segment here. Let's go to George in New Mexico. Thank you, George, for holding.
Hello.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, David? I'm a first-time caller.
Well, good. Thank you for calling. What do you think about the elections? Thanks for
having me. Man, I just want to say that, you know, I agree with everything you're saying, that this is the most crucial and important midterm election in the history of our country, and I'm just grateful to be a part of this awakening and the red pill movement and to be voting tomorrow red. And, you know, yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, this red wave is bigger than what the mainstream media puts it out to be.
You've got a Senate election in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. You know, and it's sad, man, because the unfortunate part of how I feel is that I'm going out tomorrow. I waited till tomorrow and I'm going out to vote. But I mean, it's like, this is a dark blue state, honestly. And mm-hmm. I really know that my vote, you know, it's a blue state. That's the reality of it. But just to know that nationwide, that like a lot of young Hispanics, Blacks, I mean, just majority, you know, people are really waking up and seeing, you know,
yeah,
this liberal agenda, you know, the socialist, you know, globalist agenda that's going on. And so I agree with you. I think that tomorrow, This red wave is really going to be a red tsunami, in my opinion, I think.
I'm very optimistic about it. The only way that I think the Democrats are going to win is based on crowd sizes and so forth. Like I was saying earlier, Wayne Allen Root was saying, just look at the crowd sizes, look at the enthusiasm and so forth. Forget these polls that are run by people who have a political agenda. You can push people in a particular direction the way you word the polls, and depending on who you ask and so forth. But look at the crowds and look at the enthusiasm, look at the energy and interest versus the two different parties, and it looks very much like it did 2 years ago. And so I'm very optimistic about that. Thank you, George. I want to get to Pam in Washington. I got to say, too, that I think not only do we have to protect the borders, that is a very core existential threat to this country, but I've got to say that the threat of censorship and the fact that we got a lot of people don't really know how to deal with this when it's coming from corporations. I've seen this for a long time, and so I understand where this is coming from. I have seen the establishment press and the establishment parties shut down debates and shutting out people who got on the ballot, who jumped through more hoops than the Democrats and the Republicans did to get on the ballot. I've seen them shut down the debates, and I've seen them do it through the pretense of private ownership. And I also know that there's a Supreme Court decision that's also talked about this. But, folks, if we lose our free speech, we have lost America as well, because America is really about our liberty. So we have to protect that. We have to push back against that. I'm very encouraged by the fact that they're wringing their hands and saying, look at this, 95% of the stuff out there is from junk news, because they define junk news as anything that isn't from the establishment or from the government or from politicians or from authorities and so forth. And so we're winning that war as well, even with their censorship. We're supposed to believe that these private owners of social media can rig what people see and what people say, and we shouldn't be worried about that. We should only be worried about the 0.001% of the Facebook post that came from an alleged Russian bot factory. That's what we should be worried about, and yet not be worried about the people who own the social media and who are using that ownership to control social media. I mean, that's the insanity of what they're telling people in this conspiracy theory. But I don't want to take up all this time. I want Pam in Washington to have a chance to talk. Thank you for calling, Pam, and thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. We've got to do something about the horde that is invading our country.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
I live in Washington State, which is a blue state. We have a pedophile over in Seattle as the mayor, and he's still there.
Yeah.
We have such corruption in Jefferson County where I live that the county commissioner, we only have a small hospital, and it's county owned, has put his brother-in-law in charge of it and has taken enough money away from our doctors and nurses to give him a $250,000 income.
Well, that's what you're always going to see when you see the government controlling the industry, the means of production, or controlling health care. You know, one of the other things that is people say our health system doesn't work, but you have to get certificate of needs. And or if you got a private hospital and you want to add an MRI machine or something like that, you have to get a certificate of need from the county. And the county typically already has hospitals that are going to compete with you. And so the county, who is your competitor, who is supported by taxpayer funds, can look at that and say, no, I don't think you get a chance to have that kind of stuff. So we have that kind of structural corruption and anti-competition that's in the healthcare system that people don't even want to talk about that. But, yeah,
no,
I agree with you. We see that's kind of socialistic authoritarianism and corruption that you're talking about there.
Yeah, it is absolutely scary. They're trying to also take anything that can hold over 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Up here. Yeah. I mean, it's like the only way you're getting my gun is through a lead pill.
Yeah, they don't want you to see their policies. That's the key thing. The only way the Democrats are going to win is if people don't see their policies, if they're capable of masking their policies, because people don't like their policies. They can put somebody out there that is of a particular identity or a particular personality, and people will vote for that individual, or they'll vote for them because they're part of that group. That is something that they can use to their advantage to win. But if actually, if you come down and you talk about the actual policies, people won't vote for that. That's why it's been so important to see the videos that have been put out by Project Veritas, where you have the people who work on the campaign talking about, oh, no, we can't tell the voters about this, can't tell them about that. If they know that, they're not going to support us. And we know that's exactly the case. All right, that's it for our broadcast. Stay tuned. We've got a marathon of election coverage here coming up at InfoWars.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.